half-price airfares that were announced last week to regional centres across Australia, 13 of them, including Devonport and Burnie. Andrew Bolt, who's well-known, if you watch Sky News at all, you'd know who he is, and he's a columnist for the Herald Sun newspaper in Melbourne, and today he's basically just stuck it right up Burnie and said, why should Burnie be one of these 13 places to which they're half-price fares? And, well, some of the things, I'll tell you about some of the things he's put in his column very shortly, but I'll bring in the CEO of West by Northwest Tourism, Tom Wooten, now. Good afternoon, Tom.
G'day, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. I guess when you saw this, like me, you were quite horrified by it, but he's gone. I'll just read some bits from it here. He understands that Cairns is okay, Gold Coast is okay, but Burnie, true. He says nice people live in Burnie. It's a shame that the green band's destroyed so many forest jobs in that part of Tasmania's northwest coast, but even its biggest fans couldn't call it a tourist area. He's gone to the Tasmania.com website and he's quoted things about there, about the Maker's Workshop. So he says if you snap up one of these half-price tickets to Burnie, you can learn how to make paper blow glass, create ceramics, develop textiles, learn to paint sculpture or draw, and for a break, see some penguins. In the evening, you can go for a walk along Emu Bay, look out over Bass Strait and imagine the Australian mainland in the distance. He says, a place you just left and where you're probably thinking you shouldn't have stayed, suggesting the reasons that Burnie, Devonport and indeed Launceston were listed as these 13 destinations is because they're marginal seats for the government. But Tom, some of those things that he said, he's quoted from the Tasmania.com website. I guess before we talk about what you've done today, we probably need to get that website updated a bit, I think. It doesn't really paint a really inviting picture of Burnie, does it?
No, well, look, Tasmania.com is not a government website. It's privately owned. So, yeah, I'm friendly with the guys there, so we can have a bit of a chat about how that's presented. But, of course, we've got our own destination websites, Northwest Tasmania and, of course, Discover Tasmania at Tourism Tasmania level. But we're trying to push visitors to those, which give a little bit more of a glowing appraisal, I would hope, of what the region has to offer.
No, you can tell in his article, you can sense the sarcasm in those couple of paragraphs, can't you?
You can, and look, it's just anyone who listens to or reads Andrew Bolt knows that he likes to make a colourful point, and I guess that's what he's doing here, but there's obviously quite a bit that's misguided there, and perhaps a point being missed. You know, people don't travel into Tullamarine Airport to have their holiday at Tullamarine or the Essendon area. Of course, they explore Melbourne, they explore country Victoria. It's the same here. People that come into Burnie, of course, they can see Burnie, and we're very proud of what we have to offer here, but there's the broader Northwest Tasmania to explore, and that's where it really comes into its own.
It's a gateway.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And,
He says that he actually spent a month working in Burnie, so he said he knows the Morrison government is treating us like idiots by including the Tide Industrial Port of Burnie in its list of 13 tourism hotspots. My next question would be, well, how long ago was it when he spent a month here? Because, yes, Burnie has changed in the last 20 years.
Yeah, well, my understanding is that whether he has worked here since, my understanding is that he spent a month working here during the AWPM industrial dispute in the early 90s. So that's some passage of 30 years.
Mm.
A fair bit's changed, I would say, even in the last 10 to 15 for this region, and continues to. So we would love to see him back. And in fact, we extend an invite to Mr. Bolt to come down here. The federal government is subsidising 50% of the flight. We'll take care of the rest. Get him down here and show him what he's been missing.
Oh, really? Because I thought you might not get him down here unless you offered him a freebie. So if you're going to pay the other 50% of his airfare. That's great.
Gladly, yeah. We'd love to set him straight. And sadly, I imagine there'd be some people that would, have misconceptions about this part of the state. And we look forward to welcoming anybody who shares those misconceptions to show them just what we've got to offer.
Well, I think the circulation of the Herald Sun is well over a million, so, if everyone reads that, it doesn't paint a good picture of Tasmania, of the northwest coast, and of Burnie in particular. So is there any redress through the paper? Have you contacted the paper? Is there an opportunity for someone from Tasmania, even if it's the Premier, maybe, to just say something in our defence?
We're in the process of doing that right now. We've gone back with the media release of our own, and again, with that open invitation to Mr. Bolt to come down and set the record straight. You're right, he does have a huge following and readership on the mainland states, our source market, so we would love to get him down here and turn him into an advocate.
Yeah, well, if you do, you'll never shut him up, because that's what he tends to do. He gets onto a particular point and he just grinds and grinds and grinds, doesn't he?
That's right, yeah, and people listen, so we'd love to get him here and show him the taste. The Cradle to Coast Tasting Trail, for one, that'll show him that we are far more than an industrial port here, and we're proud of our industrial heritage here in Burnie. But again, Burnie is but one piece of the puzzle here in the northwest.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, even if the Premier gets involved, it might be worth sending a note to the Premier, because he is the Minister for Tourism after all.
Yes, he is, absolutely, and I understand the Premier is busy as we speak announcing an announcement on the new ferry. So, but yes, it'll be a discussion to be had with the Premier's office, absolutely. Everybody should be shouting from the rooftops to correct the record.
Indeed. On the subject of the spirits, I know you, no one's seen the report until now. Have you got any expectations, Tom?
Look, I do have some expectations. I got a quiet little message earlier, and I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised, let's just say that much. I'm sure you'll hear more in the coming minutes, no doubt.
We will actually, hopefully in the next quarter of an hour or so. Tom, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And look, if he responds, if Andrew Bolt comes down here, let us know. We'd love to talk to him as well.
Fantastic. Thanks as always, Martin.